Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Thursday, May 12th, 2011. This is Audio Boom number 88. Well, there are a few things that caught my attention in the headlines today. One's on inflation, the other's Yahoo and Nordstrom's. But first, retail sales are up, right? I think they said like 10 months in a row now, but they said it, you could tell that the consumer spending was softening a little bit, and that's, you know, as we know, that's due to higher energy costs, people spending money at the pump instead of at the stores. And also, you know, rising commodity prices, you know, talk a little bit about inflation of stuff that we buy at the stores as well. I was at the Nugget Market, and I bought some trail mix. And I was surprised how much it cost. It was like 10 bucks. Now, Nugget, you know, they do overcharge, but man, 10 bucks for a, I don't know, it was a 2-pound thing of trail mix? Holy smokes. I did buy it, though, so I guess it's not impacting me too much just yet. Let's see, Yahoo. Remember when Yahoo was the, well, the cat's meow. It was the go-to site on the web for news, mail, email, that sort of thing. But man, the competition kind of came in and some moked it. And there's all these rumors a while back about you know, Yahoo and Microsoft, and I never knew why Microsoft wanted to get involved with Yahoo either, but that kind of went away, and now Yahoo's on their own. And you know, I still use the site, but man, it used to be my homepage, and now, you know what's my homepage? Google search. And Google News sometimes. So, I don't know, Yahoo kind of fell from grace, right? Nordstrom's. I saw a stock service the other day recommend Nordstrom's right before earnings. And after earnings, Nordstrom's down 2%. Of course, it ramped up a little bit ahead of that, so I'm not sure. Hopefully, folks were quick to cash gains. I don't like holding stocks over earnings. I only do that when I'm doing those stock contests online, right? You just put it all in one stock, and you hope they go up 17% the next day or something like that. Just really pile in. But other than that, I, you know, I was thinking more about inflation. Just a thought just popped in my head. You know, Mother's Day was just a few days ago, and the restaurants were really crowded around here. But outside of Mother's Day and the restaurants being crowded, I mean, the lines at Cheesecake Factory are just outrageous, right? Olive Garden, when I went the other day, it was like an hour and a half wait. So I didn't go there. I went to a local Italian place that didn't have as long as wait. Went to this Indian restaurant the other day. Excuse me, Indian restaurant. They had a lunch buffet, right? I don't know. It's usually never busy. Busy. People wanting their curry. Get their curry on. There's another article on MarketWatch about three Dow stocks in a death spiral. GE is, they said it's barely above where it traded back in 1996. Cisco and Pfizer. You know Pfizer? How many times on CNBC have you seen somebody recommend Pfizer? It just seems like almost every day, right? But has the stock ever done anything? I mean, I can't remember when's the last time Pfizer did something. As a matter of fact, while I talk, I am going to click the ticker. And let's go to like a five-year chart on Pfizer. Well, it looks like it hit a low in late 2008 around, I don't know, what's that, about 12 bucks a share? And now it's 20 bucks a share. So I guess that's not horrible, but if you go back to 2006, it was just under $30 a share. So I guess it depends on your time frame. I guess it's a good trading vehicle if you do it right. Well, there you go. Pfizer was off 0.7% today. I don't know. Ooh, that was last week. So I'm looking at last week's news. Ah, I guess that's all I had to say. I didn't have much to say. I really haven't had time to audio boo this week, and probably shows in my talk today. Not a great audio boo. But I've been just swamped at work, and I come home, and my eyes are tired, and I just try to get my workout in and hunker down in front of the tube. Guess that's not too different from other weeks, but hey, it is what it is, right? Hey, that's it. I hope you're having a great one. And today's music from MusicAlley.com's PodSafe Music is Supermodel by Mary Rose. See ya.